We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school softball on Monday. We're going to be heading to Riverside for a big matchup in the Western Iowa Conference as the Riverside Bulldogs take on the Lady Vikes of AHSTW. Let's talk about the Lady Vikes with one of their seniors, Lorelei Whaling, with us here on KSOM. And Lorelei, how are you feeling about this team at the start of the season? Maybe not as many wins as you would like, but it seems like you played a tough schedule so far this year.
Yes, we have. And we have a very young team. And so we've had to stop and focus a lot on like the basics, like how to slide properly without getting injured and how to throw a ball well without making your arm super sore. And yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, as a senior on this team, you're trying to help kind of teach the young players. I mean, how do you feel about, you know, that leadership role and trying to help some of these young players along?
Sometimes I get a little bit annoyed, of course, because, you know, some things just don't come naturally to others, but I'm just trying to help them out because, you know, I want our team to do good, and I know they want the team to do good, so.
Yeah, I mean, you're only one of two seniors on the team, you and Sienna Christian, who just started playing for the team this year. How is that like, just with knowing that there's only a couple, only one other senior on the team? I don't know if that makes you any lonely or anything like that, but, you know, what's that experience like for you?
Well, I really like that Sienna decided to go out again this year because she had one out all but last year. And she's always been one of my best teammates. And last year I played without her and I was like, I was sad. I feel a lot less lonely this year with her.
Okay. So, I mean, you guys have a good relationship. You guys are good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the other night you had an experience where you were pitching and I guess a drive kind of got hit back up the middle and hit you in the hand. Tell me a little bit about what happened there.
Well, we were playing IKM and we were struggling to hit, and I was like just trying to get it in there because we had just had an air the play earlier and we would have been out of the inning. And it was a really good hitter up, and she just spoke it right at me, and it hit me straight in the knuckle.
Straight in the knuckle. Ouch.
Yeah, with one finger.
So you got a busted up finger now. Is it what's it going to be like going forward? You're probably not going to be able to pitch for a little while now.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get some time at first or outfield, just somewhere where I won't be having to throw as hard or, you know, just limited hand movement.
Well, I mean, you're off to a good start hitting, batting .357. Obviously, you don't want to have to change your swing any a little bit because you got your hand is busted up. But, you know, how have you felt like at the plate here so far this season? It seems like things are going good for you.
I've been working really hard on trying to be, like, confident at bat and just tell myself I'm going to hit it so I can be relaxed because that's something I've struggled with over the years. And I've been hitting with a hitting coach to try and, you know, help me get ahead. So I've been feeling very confident in that area.
Yeah. What about offense for the rest of the team? I mean, it seems like, some of these young players, they need to improve and help you out a little bit. I mean, Sienna's off to a good start. Looks like Brooke Lee, who's a sophomore, has been hitting the ball well. But it's top to bottom. You need other players to come along.
Mm-hmm. This past week during our one practice in our busy schedule, we focused on hitting mainly because we were focusing fully on like fundamentals, fielding wise, and not hitting wise. A lot of the younger classmen don't know how to like read a pitcher and are just really nervous at bat. And that just comes with practice. So I'm hoping throughout the season, they'll just continue to get better.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Probably because it seems like there's some young talent. I mean, talk about some of these other young players and what you've seen in them and their abilities. Because I think there's some talent here.
Let's see, which players should I talk about?
I don't know. I mean, like for instance, Kennedy Wyman's a freshman, Clara Pace, a freshman. You know, these two players have put up numbers in the past. It seems like they're off to slow starts this year. Reese Knopp, another freshman, who is a pretty good fielder and hasn't gotten comfortable at the plate. I guess these are the freshmen that, you know, it's kind of important for them to come along here.
Well, I know that all of them have played softball, like, for travel teams in the past, but high school is, like, a different level. Clara is a really good catcher. She's helped out with the other catchers, like the JV ones, and she's a very positive person. Kennedy showed, like, she's really good at fielding it, and she just gets in her head a little bit sometimes. I mean, we all do. Reese mainly played JV last year. She was our JV pitcher, and that took a lot out of her. And so she hasn't had a lot of experience hitting on fast or spitty pitchers at all.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they will come around as you go along. So you play softball. What other sports have you played with the Lady Vikes?
I have played volleyball. I cheered. I did track. I did dance team for a year.
So you did a lot. It seems like not as much during the winter. The cold months, you kind of took off.
Yeah.
Okay. So how would you explain what your sporting experiences were like at AHSTW while you were there?
They were all very close-knit groups because we have a smaller school. Like, obviously, with track, we've had a small team for years. So we all just became close and bonded because, you know, we were the only ones.
Yeah. Like, what were some of your most memorable moments while you were at high school?
Making it to state track last year was a really good moment with Bella Lamp. Sadly, she got injured this year.
Yeah. It would have been interesting to see if she had been healthy, what that would have been like.
She would have played like center for us, and she was a great hitter. But next year,
yes, next year she'll be, and you'll be gone. But she'll be back next year. And I think there's a couple, you know, another injury as well from
Kendra.
Kendra Hansen. That's right. That she got hurt too. So hopefully they'll be able to play next year. So what are your future plans, you know, here that graduation has come and after the summer is over, what are you going to do starting the fall?
I'm going to attend the College of St. Mary in Omaha to major in nursing.
Okay. Why do you want to become a nurse?
When I was sick as a child, like, I liked the hospital. They made me like it. They always made me feel very safe and comfortable.
Nobody likes hospitals, Laura. I don't want any part of hospitals. So you went into the hospital and the nurses were nice to you. I mean, what did they do? Did they say anything to you or anything? What do you remember about that experience?
I just remember, like, they were just always right there and they distracted me when I had to get a shot. And so, like, there was never, like, anything, like, painful about the hospital.
Okay.
And, like, when my grandpa died, the nurses at the hospital, like, they brought us tissues, and they did a lot for us.
Okay. So, and you want that, you want to do that, something similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for you. Good luck. I hope that works out for you. So, in terms of, I mean, this is your last summer of sports. I mean, you know, you're not going to pursue athletics at the college level. You want to become a nurse. So, you know, what are your hopes that this team can do this year? You know, as the young players, maybe if they start coming around, what do you think this club can do?
I think obviously we're not going to be like the best team in the conference, but I think we can definitely work our way up and show we can win against these good teams. We just need to be united and have cohesiveness in our plays.
And what do you just think about the conference overall this year in softball? It just seems like there's so much talent in this conference, top to bottom.
Oh, there is. Like, I hear Riverside's doing really good this year, and Audubon has been doing good for the past few years, and there's some really good pitchers, and it's just good competition for us to keep getting better.
Well, Lorelai, I really appreciate your time. I hope you heal quickly, and I hope we see you on the field on Monday when you do take on Riverside. It'll be a 7 o'clock start time. We'll have coverage on KSOM, and also enjoy the weekend. Hope you get a chance to play in the Storm Lake tournament. And thanks a lot,
Thank you.
Lorelai Whaling, with us here, senior out of AHSTW softball, joining us on KSOM.